What's up, my listeners? It's Wednesday, so you know what that means. It's another episode of Self-Care with Lee. Don't forget to like, comment, and download this podcast and support the YouTube channel Self-Care with Lee. I'm so excited about this episode. I'm ready to get into it. And welcome, welcome, welcome. What's up, listeners? Are you looking for a podcast that's going to encourage you, motivate you, and meditate with you? Look no further. Self-Care with Lee is a podcast to encourage you to love yourself, hold yourself accountable, and caring and nurturing for yourself so you can grow and reach your highest potential. I want to be your friend, motivator, and cheer you on. You got this. Here's to Self-Care with Lee. What's up, listeners? Welcome back to Self-Care with Lee. It's been a long time, but I was trying something different. I have been telling you all to visit my YouTube channel, and I was thinking, let me do a podcast upload with my visuals on YouTube. So I tried it out, tested it out, loved it. I think that I will continue to do my podcast via podcast app, and then also do videos, lifestyle vlogs, giving you tips and updates through the self-care vlog on YouTube. So welcome back. It's another week to try something different, try something new, and taking care of ourselves. I don't want to forget why I started. So I wanted to name this podcast episode, Remember Why You Started. The reason being is because sometimes I forget who I am. Sometimes I forget to readjust my crown when I am faced with rejection or faced with turmoil, trauma, depression, sadness, emotion. I sometimes forget who I am. And I recently remember who I was, why I started. And I'm falling in love with the craft again. It takes a lot to be a creative. It takes a lot to put yourself out there. It takes a lot to put your content out there and expect people to understand and pretty much relate to what you're saying, what you're doing, and your lifestyle. But it's no guarantee in this business. So sometimes I have to just dissect my craft to also perfect it. But I also need time to self-reflect and take care of Lee. So that's where I've been. That's where I'm at. And here I am back again, reminding you why you started. Let's get into this episode after our meditation. Let's meditate with Lee, shall we? Good morning. Today is another chance to reach your highest potential. Today is another day to understand what it is you would like to get accomplished. Today is a new opportunity. You got this. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are now meditating with Lee. I love a morning meditation. I love what it does for your energy, to rejuvenate for the new day, and allow you to understand that you're more than capable once you control your breathing pattern, your technique, and meditate on the endless possibilities you are about to receive. Breathe in, breathe out. And welcome back to Self-Care with Lee, the podcast. This episode, I wanted to remind us why we started. When you are faced with challenges and hardships, you forget what it is that needs to be done. And maybe you are emotional about the rejection, the failure, or whatever it is that did not work out the way you have intended or the way you planned it or envisioned. And it's okay to take a break. I want you to understand that the bigger picture is always going to be there. That's why you have a purpose. You are driven off of that purpose. But when you feel overwhelmed or you just feel like you're not good enough, I want you to take a moment and take a break. Remember that self-care is so important, and when you are experiencing hardships and challenges, it is even more important that you take time to reflect and take time for yourself. Now, self-care is not always pretty, and it's not always, I'm going to the spa, I'm going to get a massage, I'm going to get my hair done, I'm going to whatever it is that you feel like self-care is. Self-care is so many pillars. There's so many different departments of self-care where mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and just environmentally, you have to make sure that you are okay so you can keep going each and every day. I want to be that constant reminder for you to remember why you're here. Remember why you started. You have a purpose and you are on a quest to the bigger picture. I try to read The Alchemist every year around my birthday because it reminds me that I'm so close, but although I'm close to my bigger picture, there will be hardships and there will be challenges. And in the book, you see the many hardships and challenges the boy must face before he reaches the treasure. This is important to realize because this is real life experiences. When you are looking to get that promotion at work, or you're looking to get that brand deal, or you're looking to get that sale, you must remember that you're chosen. You're chosen for the task because you're smart, you're strong, you're resilient, and they wouldn't have considered you if you weren't equipped for the job. So although it may feel hard, or it feels difficult at first, or challenging, or you're experiencing financial hardship or mental hardship or physical hardship, just any type of obstacle, just remember why you started. You're here for a reason, you were chosen for a reason, and your purpose is greater than what you are facing right now. So remember self-care throughout this process. I want to provide you tips on how to incorporate self-care when you're experiencing challenges and hardships while you're on your journey and quest to reach your highest potential. We'll be back after these short commercial breaks. Is it time to experience the world? Are you tired of your view and desire something new? Stop what you're doing and go book your resolution now. With Booking.com, you can choose from a wide range of properties and choose your new view today. Au revoir. Hey, you. Are you looking for excitement in your time of boredom? Something accessible and in arm's reach? Download Audible today and start listening to the best-selling audiobooks, exclusive originals, and free podcasts. Try Audible for free for 30 days using my link today. The link can be found in the description of this podcast. Are you ready for a cup of coffee, but you're in need of a healthier option that is vitamin-infused, non-GMO, gluten, soy, and BPA-free? Look no further. VitaCup has you covered with a wide range of coffee with vitamins and superfoods that will boost your metabolism, your energy, and much more. Check out VitaCup in the podcast description to get your discounted delivery today. Enjoy. Welcome back, listeners. And I hope you had some time to reflect on your journey and your bigger picture. I want you to also realize that remembering why you started is all about self-care. I want to show you how you can incorporate self-care and the pillars of self-care to your journey and towards your success. I want to provide you tips on remembering who you are, why you started, and where you are going. These tips will be useful to you when you're reminding yourself that you gotta keep going and you have to keep that bigger picture in your mind. You are capable of all things, and I want to let you know the things that will help you through your challenging and difficult time. So let's get into these tips. Tip one. Setting healthy boundaries. Setting boundaries is protecting your business, your creativeness, your professionalism, and you. Setting boundaries allows you to establish healthy relationships professionally with your family or with your friend. Boundaries have really helped me when it comes to saying no to certain invitations and allowing myself to focus on what I am setting out to do. Boundaries are a healthy line for you and your relationships steps, and it allows you to avoid burnout by trying to be everywhere with everyone and being intentional with your lifestyle. So setting healthy boundaries will allow you to overcome those challenges where you are accepting every yes and every invitation. It allows you to take a step back and reflect on the things that are better for you so you can set the proper intention on what it is that you need to do and be. Tip two, and this is important, a social media cleanse and detox. Sometimes it's not good to have so much consumption of content, especially if you are creative, especially if you are in fact an influencer. Sometimes it is best to detox so you will not compare yourself to others that's doing the same thing as you. I cannot stress enough how important this is for me. I have gone so far to not have Instagram, TikTok, or any social media platforms on my phone. I placed all my social media on my tablet, and it allows me to have like a schedule when I'm looking at content and consuming. And then I put my tablet up and then I don't see it, especially when I go out or whatever. I don't have Instagram on there. I don't have TikTok. And then I put all my content on at a later date or whatever. But this is helpful. Me tremendously, especially with comparing my content and trying to keep up. It's not about that. It's about my own speed, my own quest, and my own journey. So I strongly encourage a good social media detox. Tip three, you know, this is one of my favorites, is prioritizing rest. I recently changed my sleep pattern and my schedule for the weekdays only. And I tell you, I get more sleep. I get a full 8 hours. I wake up at 4:45 every morning, and waking up a little bit earlier than when you have to sit at the desk and get into business mode is so refreshing. So I want you to prioritize your sleep. Make sure you get 8 hours of sleep and just feel good about it. I'm sure once you prioritize your routine, your sleep routine, you will see such a difference in your mental clarity. Tip four is connecting with others, and preferably people that are smarter than you. One of the things that I really enjoy, or one of my favorite quotes by Steve Harvey, is you cannot be the smartest one in your group. It's not going to work for you. You're not going to the next level being the smartest one out of your group. So surround yourself with people that are smarter than you, that have a vision, and they know where they are going. Also, people that are not going to be jealous of you or envious of your vision or envious of what you are trying to set out to do. So make sure you are finding genuine people, genuine leaders, genuine goal getters, those that want something out of life other than just passing time. Tip five, being grateful and showing gratitude for how far you have come. You prayed for the moment that you will be in this very circumstance. So don't allow challenges or hardships to impact or influence your negative mindset. Don't do it. Actually, be grateful for the things that you have. Be grateful for those challenges and hardships because you're at a level that you've reached and you've come so far. You prayed for this level. You've prayed to exceed that level. And that's exactly what will happen. But do not fret during this time where you see challenges or hardships or you're mentally not clear. Understand that this is just a part of the journey. You got it. Keep going and be grateful. Show gratitude and understand that you will reach your next level. Tip six is very important. Although I encourage isolation and your period of stillness, I want you to know that when you are experiencing hardships or you are experiencing those moments where you're not mentally clear, I am encouraging you to avoid isolation and ask for help. Reach out to friends, but most importantly, go to therapy, call BetterHelp, do something that will allow you to get another perspective from a non-judgment ear. Avoid isolation during a time of struggle or depression or sadness. I want you to ask for help from your friends, family members that are encouraging to you, or reach out for therapy. I just strongly wanted to put that out there because I don't want you to feel alone during your time of hardship or challenges, because it may be one of those circumstances where, yeah, you prayed for this level, but you're not certain on how to navigate. You don't have any direction. So don't fret during this time. Don't be scared of this time. Don't get too much anxiety, but certainly do not isolate yourself where you do not have anyone or no one to talk to. Please reach out to someone or a healthcare professional to seek guidance. So those 6 tips will allow you to remember why you started and remember your journey, and that you cannot give up when you are faced with challenges and hardship. So I want you to remember these tips or always come back to this episode to be encouraged, because you are not alone. I want to encourage to prioritize self-care, prioritize your boundary setting, prioritize all of these tips so you can keep going and reach your highest potential. I am rooting for you. And as always, you know I'm here for your success. I want to encourage you, motivate you, because I know you can do it. And I know you're fully capable of overcoming these humps and these obstacles. You got this. And until next time, here's to Self-Care with Lee. Bye. Keep it cute, sis. Yes, that's some checks. Keep it cute, sis.